This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. As we wrap up another year, there's usually some uncertainty about commodity markets and where we're headed. Today we'll hear from the Chief Commodities Economist for INTL FC Stone, Arlen Suderman. Arlen and I discuss key takeaways for the 2017 marketing year, what to watch for as we enter 2018, and his opinion on NAFTA.
Well, I think one of the surprises of the year was how well the crops did, particularly in the Midwest, the corn and soybean crops. We were dry in much of the Midwest for much of the growing season, but yet ended up with some pretty impressive yields, largely because of the generally cool temperatures that we saw late in the growing season during the grain fill time. Lower disease pressure with the lower temperatures helped the crops to just continue to fill. It was a long fill season, a late frost, and that just really allowed for good kernel size, both for corn and soybeans, and some impressive yields. So that was one of the surprises. I think that just contributed to the bigger picture that even though we have strong demand in the world, particularly for soybeans, but also for corn, we've been able to produce at a level to meet that demand and even exceed that demand. And that trend has continued this year, with right now South America showing that it's going to finish the year in pretty good shape as well, despite dryness in Argentina and southern Brazil. So it's probably the year of the impressive production and what genetics and management skills and weather have allowed us to do to keep up with that strong demand.
So with that being the year of impressive genetics and us producing that much grain, where do we sit then globally as far as supplies go? Still too much in the market?
Well, the market is very comfortable with just-in-time supplies as long as they know they can get it from the United States when they need it. So you start to look at what might threaten those supplies overseas so that they may think they need to come and get it from us, or what may threaten our supplies so that the world gets nervous about it. So far, we haven't seen that threat. We are in a La Nina pattern right now, which does raise risk for Argentina and southern Brazil. We're watching that unfold right now. If it were to linger into next growing season, it would be expected to raise the risk for the Midwest as well. Right now, the model suggests that it'll end before we get to the best growing season. It certainly is creating a lot of drought conditions for the plains and much of the Midwest now this winter. But here again, will it end before the spring and allow it to recover? As we look at what these low prices have done, they have also stimulated demand. And I'm looking specifically at China, the world's largest consumer of commodities, importer of commodities, where we have seen a movement toward more free market movement of prices, China moving away from the expensive grain reserves that they held for many years, allowing prices to fall to market clearing levels. And in fact, in 2016, we saw corn prices essentially cut in half from $9, almost $10 a bushel, down closer to $5 a bushel. But that's created a tremendous demand base, so they are chewing through their surplus supplies at a fairly good price now, and we're seeing signs that what's left in their reserves may be of relatively low quality. And so there's early signs that in 2018 we may see them start to become more dependent on the world market to supply some of their needs. And if that's the case, that would suggest that we can start crawling out of this hole here in commodity prices here in the United States.
As we enter 2018, what's the biggest issue that farmers or you are watching, or what are we watching that could have the biggest impact on prices?
Obviously, weather's always a factor because commodity prices are always going to be sensitive to that in major producing parts of the world. But the next thing I'm watching is China. We're watching it very quietly but aggressively buy up U.S. grain sorghum supply because the Chinese government has fewer limitations on the imports of grain sorghum. They have more restrictions on corn. We're watching what they do with their ethanol mandate and how aggressive they are in developing that mandate, how that might increase the demand for corn and or ethanol as well. And I think that has probably bigger implications longer term for shaping the commodity world. So those are the two primary factors that I'm watching as we start the new year.
The other thing that has been talked about so much the last year is trade, and the one that I'd like to ask you about is NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement. In your opinion, how is that going to affect, maybe it's unknown, I don't know, but what do you think would happen if we lost that, or do you think it needs to stay in place, or can you talk to us about that at all?
Well, most of us don't like change, and when things are moving along, at least we know what to expect, and the unexpected creates the greatest concerns, obviously, in the marketplace. We've been operating under NAFTA now for quite some time, and we've learned how to operate within it, so that's the comfort level. When you enter into any negotiation process, for me, I hate negotiating the price of a new car, but I'll use that as an example. We just despise the process because to really get a good deal, you have to be able to take a strong position opposite of that of the other person, and they have to do the same and show the willingness to walk away. And in the end, the individual who gets the best deal is the one who can show that they're willing to walk away and that the other person needs to do business with them. And so I think we've got a lot of anxiety out there right now because both politically, both President Trump and the President of Mexico have had to take strong stands on opposite sides of this issue and show the willingness to walk away from the deal. But ultimately, I think Mexico has the most to lose if the talks break down and if NAFTA ends. And so that is what President Trump is counting on. And if that is true, and you never know until the deal is done, if that is true, we could end up with a better deal in the end. And a lot of farmers would say, yeah, but we're selling all of our corn down there now. There's only one way to go, and that's worse. Mexico bought 99% of its corn from us before NAFTA. They buy 99% of their corn from us now, and I'll argue that they'll buy 95% or more from us if NAFTA breaks down because they cannot afford the food inflation that would result from having to go elsewhere for the corn. They may buy a protest cargo of corn from South America from time to time, but they can't afford to do it from a long term. When it comes to meat exports down to Mexico, I think we are a little bit more vulnerable there, and so that raises a few more concerns. I still think we have the big freight advantage that gives us an advantage. That's more true probably for the grains, corn, and soybean shipments down there than it is for the meat, but that to some extent it's true for the meat as well. So I'm not panicked about it. Obviously, there's reasons to be concerned, and our producer groups need to take a stand, and that's their job. But I think in the end we'll probably end up, we have some strong pro-trade negotiators responsible for those talks, and we'll probably end up okay.
Chief Commodities Economist for INTL FC Stone, Arlen Suderman. Looking at local events, the Montgomery County Soil and Water District is hosting their 77th annual meeting on Thursday, January 18th at 6 p.m., and that will take place at the U of I Extension Office in Hillsboro. A light dinner will be provided with a short program and door prizes following the meal, and they ask that you RSVP by calling the office at 532-3361 extension 3 by January 15th. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.